A lot of people are in Chicago this weekend for the annual auto show. And joining us is Brian Moody. He's the executive editor of Auto Trader right there on the floor. And tell us, Brian, what are some of the new vehicles making their debut this year?
Well, this year at the Chicago show, there are a couple of Kias making their debut. There's an updated Kia K5, which is a compact sedan, a more high-tech interior, a more powerful engine, but they're not using turbo on this one. That's kind of a different thing. Also, the Kia Carnival is kind of like a crossover utility vehicle. You might call it a minivan, but the big news here is that it can be now had as a hybrid vehicle, something they weren't offering before. And I honestly think that going forward in 2024, as we see more car shows and more cars come out, hybrid's going to be a bigger and bigger deal.
Why do you say that?
Well, because what we see with electric car sales is that, for one thing, they don't always work great in super cold climates. If you live in San Diego, perfect, and that's great. Or if you can charge up at home, great. But everyone isn't in that situation. And so I think what a lot of people are realizing is that a hybrid might be something that they can use in the meantime to cut down on their fuel bill, to use less. And remember, the better fuel economy a car gets, the less it's polluting.
Now, tell us what you are excited about. You've been on the floor now for a couple of days. And what are you seeing that you said, wow, I didn't realize this was going to be here?
That would be the Tesla Cybertruck. I didn't know that was going to be here. It's interesting to see in person. It's a lot bigger than I would have thought. It looks different. Remember those robots from Battlestar Galactica? It kind of looks like that on wheels. So it's got a big light bar in the front. It's got this automatic bed cover. It's pretty cool. And the main thing that's cool about it is that it's electric, of course, because it's a Tesla, but also just that it's so different. You don't have to like it to appreciate that different is sometimes really cool.
What about the major American auto manufacturers? Have they done anything different with their cars this year?
Well, yeah. So it's not that they're different in terms of how they look, but it's a little bit different in terms of the approach. And there's specific models that we can point to. For example, Ford has a lot of variety. They have, if you want an electric pickup, they have that. You want a gasoline-powered pickup with a V8 engine, they have that. You want a diesel Super Duty pickup, they have that. You want a V8-powered Mustang sports car, they have that. If you want an electric Mustang, they have so much variety that that's the smart approach, because electric cars ultimately should mean choice for consumers. And whenever consumers have more choices, the consumer wins.
Well, I know a lot of these vehicles are going to be here in Milwaukee in a couple of weeks when Milwaukee hosts its auto shows. What are some of the things that you would suggest people look for when they're on the floor, whether it's in Chicago or Milwaukee or another auto show?
Right. Actually, I've been to both Chicago and Milwaukee, and I will be there in Milwaukee when the show opens on either the Thursday or the Friday. And here's something to pay attention to. Go to a booth like Kia, for example, and similar to what I said about Ford, and look at the variety. They have one model, the Kia Niro, okay? So that's just one model. But within that one model, you can get it as an electric car, a plug-in hybrid, or a hybrid. So there's three different powertrains, three different variations for just one model. That's why going to those auto shows is important, because you can do that research and see for yourself what is the difference between these three cars, because many times they look very similar.
Brian, if money were not an object, what car on the floor that you have seen at the auto show would be the one that you'd go home with?
Oh, boy. That's okay. It's going to have to be one of two. I'm going to name two. One of them is probably reasonable for me, and the other one's out of this world. The first one would be a Kia Telluride, which is a three-row SUV that I absolutely love. The second one would be the Lucid Air. That's an electric car that looks so cool and so sleek. It finally looks like an electric car from the future, and that's what I think is cool about. So between those two, one's practical, and everyone would like it in my family. The other one would just be for me, and everyone would say, why did you get this weird car?
I saw Lucid a couple weeks ago, and oh my gosh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Beautiful, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. All right, Brian Moody from Auto Trader. Is there someplace we can go to learn more?
Yeah, so we're camped out in the Kia booth. Of course, go to their website, kia.com. And for more information on buying, selling, and shopping for cars, go to autotrader.com, and you can see videos, read car reviews, and find advice on how to get the best deal.
Brian, hope to see you in Milwaukee in a couple weeks.
Thank you.